We want to welcome you to Monday night meeting of the Cuthbert Group. And this is a special occasion with us, Cuthbert, and not only us, but those that are here, I'm sure this is a special occasion for you too. We begin the meeting in the usual manner of the moment of silent meditation, at which we all will repeat the concentrated prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and lift the lid. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other, that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any cause. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help others, alcoholics, to achieve sobriety. Will you come up here and read that word?
I'm Gene Shepard, I'm an alcoholic. I'm glad I'm reading How It Works, June, since it's your birthday. How It Works. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Those who do not recover are people who cannot or will not completely give themselves to this simple program, usually men and women who are constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves. They are such unfortunates. They are not at fault. They seem to have been born that way. They are naturally incapable of grasping and developing a manner of living which demands rigorous honesty. Their chances are less than average. There are those, too, who suffer from grave emotional and mental disorders, but many of them do recover if they have the capacity to be honest. Our stories disclose in a general way what we used to be like, what happened, and what we are like now. If you have decided you want what we have and are willing to go to any length to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. And some of these we balked. We thought we could find an easier, softer way, but we could not. With all the earnestness at our command, we beg of you to be fearless and thorough from the very start. Some of us have tried to hold on to our old ideas, and the result was nil until we let go absolutely. Remember that we deal with alcohol. Cunning, baffling, powerful. Without help, it is too much for us. But there is one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now. Half measures availed us nothing. We stood at the turning point. We asked his protection and care with complete abandon. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. One, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Many of us exclaim, "What an order, I can't go through with it." Do not be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We are not saints. The point is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. The principles we have set down are guides to progress. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. Our description of the alcoholic, the chapters of the agnostic, and our personal adventures before and after make clear three pertinent ideas. That we were alcoholic and could not manage our own lives. That probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism. That God could and would if he was sought. Thank you, Mr. Rowe.
I'd like to have someone come up here and read the traditions. And I'm going to ask Ray to come up and do that.
My name is Ray Blackman, and I am an alcoholic. Very happy to be here tonight and to also be here sober. I want to congratulate you on your 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. Four, each group should be anonymous except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Six, an AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. AA as such ought never to be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the AA name ought never to be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the levels of press, radio, and films. 12. Anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
It said in the beginning that this should be a rather innocent program. As I look over you, your faces, and I can see there the very marks of. And I want you to listen to what I'm saying. And I can see there the very marks of sin. You ever think about that? You know, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be bald-headed and false teeth and eyeglasses. Just think of what a marvelous world this would be in a living. But we have to put up with that, too. And I want to tell you something. In this group of people, here and at other groups where they're meeting, tonight and any night in the week, you'll find a meeting. You will see some of the special chosen people. Think about it just for a minute. Out of all the alcoholics that we have in the world, and only this little few right here can be collected out around this. They asked me one time, I was at a meeting, and they asked me one time how many alcoholics I thought was in a 3-county area. And I said, I'm going to put it conservative, but I'd say that there was at least 60 to 75. And I'm satisfied I was too conservative on it that. But when you think about it, we are so fortunate that we've found this way of life. There's just no way in the world that we can handle it. This passes all understanding to think about it. That of all the people in this whole community around here, in several counties, this is the one. It's the one that has been blessed to have this program placed before them. Something wonderful to think about. I'll tell you what, June has asked me to take this program tonight and sort of fill in and see it. I want to say first that June has been kind of special to this group, and that doesn't mean that the others have not been special. to have. But this June has been special to us because she fought this thing out to a finish and began to win over. There was a time back there when June was afraid. And I'm satisfied that she still has those fears sometimes. I know I do. And I've been sober a good many years. But if there had never been a slip, AA had been a cure. So it's impossible for us to call it a cure. We just arrest the case of alcoholism. June, I'd like to say to you that in the beginning of this little program that the very essence of AA you have got. You have that in you that makes a good AA. Not only years of sobriety, but the foundation which you've built for yourself in AA and in this fellowship. For you to know that this is so, just look around at your friends here that are here from everywhere, every section of this country. And they're well represented, and it just means that they love you, June, and will continue to do so. And I'm going to ask Charles to come up and have a say a few words.
Thank you, Brother Roy. I am Charles Harris, and I am an alcoholic. I'd just like to say a few words, then I'll sit down. If I don't get this out right, that's my problem. If y'all don't understand, that's going to be yours problem. Thank God for Gene and Milo, wherever he sits. Lost him, there he is. If they hadn't led me in AA, time, about a year ago, the 20th of this month, exactly, well, I'd probably be a dead man. They didn't sober me up, and they didn't help get me sober, or keep me sober, but they led me to a place that I could find somebody that could help keep me sober, and lead me back to a God of my understanding that I had thrown away about 20 years ago. And like Brother Roy says, everybody loves her, I love her, and when I came here, I heard that she was the sweetheart of the group. I think maybe we might have one or two more sweethearts coming in here that might like this fellowship. I don't know. But I just want to say that I'm grateful to be here and lucky to be alive, or grateful to be alive, really, and lucky on top of that. Because I don't believe that I would be living today if the hand of AA hadn't been there and it just so happened to be June and Milo.
Now this one I'm going to call on again at this time, and the next one I'll call on, I want him to tell us just what June has meant to him, and I'm going to call Milo.
I'm Milo. Excuse me. I'm Milo Shuller, and I'm an alcoholic. And I don't think I could put it in just a few words what June really means to me. First, June is responsible for me being sober tonight. I fully believe that. And she's certainly been an inspiration to me since I've been in AA and before I've hit. Came in AA. I've enjoyed knowing her, and I hope I know her many, many more years. She brought me in here, and just like a sister, a mother would do their own child, and so sympathetic. So are you people. And she instilled in me that she thought she had enough confidence in me that I could get sober and stay sober for a while. And that meant a lot to me, more than you'll ever know, Jane. And I love you, and I always will, and I certainly appreciate what you've done for me and AA. Thank you, Lord.
And I want to throw in one here, and I'd like this one to say, something at this time, and I have a reason for it. Because I believe that June has meant something to him, too. Willard, will you come up?
Thank you, Roy. I am Willard Heiston. I am an alcoholic. And June has meant a lot to me. I've made the first meeting that I ever picked up a white chip was in this group. I went to another group first, and I called it my home group down in Bainbridge. But I got my white chip, first white chip, back here. Since that time, I've made a lot of meetings in Cuthbert, and I've always enjoyed it. June has always meant something special to me. She seems to know what to say at the right time. Bless her heart. And there's times that I'd be all tore up and didn't know which way to turn. And I don't know how she would recognize it, but it seems she can recognize these things. Maybe that's a woman's intuition. But there's times that she's given me a few words of encouragement and gave me hope when things look pretty rough. And maybe she didn't realize this, but this happened on a number of occasions. Sometimes right outside the door, sometime in here, sometime up at the podium. So I do want to thank June for what she's meant to me in coming to this Cuthbert group, and I wouldn't take anything in the world for having met her and known her. Thank you, June.
There was one time in my drinking that I'd like to tell you this. You know, I've been scared to death to put up with a woman alcoholic. And I learned it when I was young and fresh and had this feeling that I could whip it every bit, you know. And so this lady called me to, from my business down there, called me to come up to her house. And her husband both were drinking. So I don't do a good deed, and I got in my car and went up there to this house, and they both were sitting at the kitchen table drinking. Well, I knew that wasn't the proper time for me to approach anything about AA in there. And in the meantime, she had been to a few meetings of AA, her and her husband both. But on this particular time, I helped to put him to bed. He passed out. He helped put him to bed. And, you know, she talked me into going and buying her another pint of whiskey. And I went and bought the pint of whiskey. She didn't want to give the man a check. She wanted to give me the check and let me pay for that cash. So I didn't want to go through the bank and find out what he was doing. This bootleg. So when I got as nervous as a cat on a tin roof. Thinking about the fact that here I was with all this whiskey and a woman on my hands, and so I was in a ridiculous place right there. Well, I went on back and got rid of her quick as I could, and I sailed out back home. And you know, I made a promise to myself that I'd never go see another woman without taking my wife with me. June, I don't know what happened. If you'd had, I don't know why I carried my wife with me or not. I'm glad. There's another man here that June has meant so much to, and I want Sam to come up here and tell her about it.
I'm Sam Beckham, and I'm an alcoholic. I don't know why you think she's meant so much to me. She like to broke up my family. Not too long after I came into AA, several years ago, maybe June date my first birthday cake, and I won't ever forget that. I had a birthday too, and I attribute a great portion of it to the inspiration of coming to AA and looking forward to seeing not only June, but especially June, I'll put it that way. But a few weeks after I came in to AA, or maybe a month, so I don't know, a lady from our little town of Edison, Georgia. Had been up to Lumpkin to see Westville, whatever it is, and had gone to June's place to have dinner. And she left her glasses up there. And she called June when she got home and asked if she found her glasses. And June said, yes, she did. And she wanted to know if June would mail them to her. And June said, do you know Sam Beckham? And she said, yes. He said, well, I meet him in Cuthbert every Monday night. You know, we must respect this anonymity. So I hadn't been able to tell that good lady yet what I was meeting in Cuthbert. But my wife got right in the midst of it somehow, and she had the biggest joke right now. We laugh about it. Incidentally, I don't think Jean's ever got a glass case back yet. She brought her glasses up here, and I carried them to her that night. And I see her every once in a while, and I laugh every time I see her. And I won't break her anonymity, but if she's ever smiled more than 10 times in her life, I'd love to see it. I told her, boy in the drugstore the other day, I said, you know, I'm just good mind to walk up behind her and pinch her and see what she'll do. There's just really, you try to express something, and it's real hard to do, but we in this group certainly are grateful for June. We're grateful for the program. We feel like that June is a large part of AA. And I know on several occasions I've gone up to Lumpkin to see June, and on one of them it wasn't such a pleasant occasion, but I came home and straightened up after I went up to see June and talked with her one night. And just any number of times, and right now, honestly, and I'm not saying that I won't, I'm going to say I hope not, but if I were to go out and get me some liquor and decide to drink, I'd sure see June. I'd just be kind of dubious of that thing on her account, really. So, June, I hope you hear another 33 years. And I hope I'm here to see you. And it's just wonderful to know you. And it means a lot to us. And I'm going to shut up before I get up here and tell it during Chicken Thief story. Clayton McKenna told not last week that he, just for the first time in 6-7 years, told the preacher he was stealing his chicken. And I reemphasize that I'm never going to tell it all, because if I were to tell about some of the property that I tried to encroach on that belonged to another man, I know damn well he's shooting. Thank you, Mr. Roy.
You know, I have to tell this little incident that happened during my drinking days. I was in the Army and was going through that school up here at Goldsboro that time, and I got a 3-day pass. Went off to the little town over there, and I got drunk, and it locked me up. And I woke up the next morning, and I was in jail. And I got up and stumbling around there, and there's a fella in the next cage over there. Hey, your door ain't locked. He left it so you could go out when you got ready. And he didn't even take my whiskey away from me. So I went out, and I took a big drink right there before I got out of the cell, and then I went on to... I mean, in fact, I didn't remember nothing about that day at all, except I woke up the next morning in the same cell. And the door was locked. And I couldn't get out. The chief come down, opened the door, and told me, go ahead, back to the barracks. Welcome for 3-day pay. And sure enough, I went straight out to Bootleg and got some more liquor. And you know when I woke up, you know what happened where I woke up? In that same cell. 3 times in the same cell in one place. And finally, chief came down and he said, soldier, he said, you reckon you want to make your home with us? I said, no, I need to get back to base. He said, all right, I'm going to see that you get back. So he carried me on back to base in his little Jeep. Everything was all right. Didn't any trouble come out. I was always sort of protected. They called me Pop anyhow. I'm going to call on a fella here that to say a few words. I don't know how well acquainted he is with June, but we'll hear from him, Courtney.
I didn't know I was going to be part of this program, but I'm extremely grateful to be. Yes, I'm pretty well acquainted with June. I've known June for quite a number of years. And folks, I'm going to tell y'all something. There's one word that is the pure backbone of this entire operation, and that's honesty. And when that gal gets up to the speaker stand, she just radiates honesty. And the cutest thing in the world about it is the way she talks with the eyes. And one of the most amusing things that Jean tells in our story is when she first came into AA, she was just like all of us, just eating it up. And everybody around her could just feel her radiating, you might say, and working in the bank. This little lady that worked in the bank kept noticing all of this happiness and enthusiasm that June was expressing. And finally she eased up to her and says, look, how much liquor do you have to drink to be a member of that organization? You know, I have called on June several times to come down to Albany and speak. And she has got her first time to even hesitate. I remember on one occasion, and this was most grateful on her part, we had her already engaged to speak down there in Albany. And it turned out that a friend of mine called me from Miami, Florida, and he was on his way to North Carolina. And he said he would be in Albany on this Saturday night that June was supposed to speak. And so I got him to agree to speak before he left Miami. This is usually a pretty ticklish situation with most people. And I told the chairman about it, and frankly, I didn't know June was supposed to speak that night. And with all the confidence in the world, I told the chairman, I says, if I know June like I think I know her, that she wouldn't get her feelings hurt, and she wouldn't hesitate a minute to change her speaking engagement some other Saturday night. And that's exactly what she did. You know, you appreciate things like that. In AA, it isn't the quantity of sobriety that we have. It's the quality. And that is what June has got. She's got quality of sobriety. And the people who have been up to this speaker stand tonight, you can just tell that there was the pure essence of sincerity in the comments that they have made about June. If they were to say that many nice things about me, folks would think I was dead. But she is just that kind of a person, and I'm extremely grateful. This is really one of the fringe benefits of belonging to AA, is the privilege of knowing people like her. And June, happy 13th anniversary, honey. I love you.
You know, we got one other fella. He doesn't make He doesn't have to appear small because he makes it large. If anybody makes it in AA, he'll do it. Come on, old boy.
You,
ain't you
here? No, just him.
Well, my name is Eric Williams, and I am an alcoholic. Sober tonight by the grace of God and this wonderful program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And it sure is good to be here tonight. And June, I hope you have many, many more of these things. But I want to tell all these folks sitting out here, I wonder whether y'all know it or not. All these alcoholics from over around Custer love to come to you fall. Now, we had a green front up there. And I know the green front had a little thing to do where they kept buying that bootleg whiskey, but they could come over our way and get this bottle and bar and stuff. And I think I've heard everyone without fail in this Custer group say that they always wanted to go to you fall at the AA so they could go by the green front on the way home. It's a real pleasure to be here tonight. June was here when I came here, and she's been a lot of help to me. I know I have sat in June's restaurant many times drinking coffee, and when I get up to leave, my money wasn't any good. And that's just the way you always find it in this program of AA. She has been a big help to me, as she has with many others. And it's really good tonight to see all these folks I haven't seen in so long again. And poor little Zeke out from down around Dawson up here. Courtney, I haven't seen him in a long time. And all these boys and girls. It's real good to be here. And this shows you what this program is all about. Because AA is a way of life. Now, June says a lot of things that I don't agree with. And I say a lot of things she don't agree with. But that, too, is part of this program, because we have to live it our way and fit this into our lives. And she has certainly successfully fit the AA program into what she had to have, to stay sober and to carry the message to the alcoholic who's still suffering. And she does it with all the energy and vim and vigor as she did when she first came in, which I don't remember, but I can remember Courtney and Ted, Roy, and all of them talking about how she ate this thing up when she first got here. So it's a real pleasure to be here tonight. And now I'll go by June's kitchen and drink some free coffee. But it's real, real good to be able to participate on a program of this kind. Thank you.
I'm going to call on this gentleman next, and I wanted to feel at home back here. Zeke, come up.
June, it's really a pleasure to be here tonight. This young couple from Dawson, we went over to Albany the other night, and somebody told me that tonight was your birthday in Cuthbert and wondered if I could come over. I said, I wouldn't take anything in the world for having known it was your birthday, because I think if I'd been sick in bed, I'd have gotten up to come. And any time your birthday comes up, and if I hope that I'll always know about it, because you're one of the persons that I know. I haven't been up to Lumpkin to see you as much as I should have. I always enjoy the time that you've come by to see me in Dawson. But it has always been a pleasure, and it's done me a world of good to know that June was in Lumpkin. And if I needed to call somebody, I know who I could call. And, Gal, I don't know of anybody that I had rather seen tonight than you, and any time you through Dawson, always stop by. Thanks.
We've got another member here in AA, and I feel like surely he'd like to say a few words. White? That's all right. Come on.
I did this thing for the club. It is half of it. So give it to you.
And my name is Wyatt Bullock, and I am an alcoholic, and I'm glad to be here. And I just want to wish you a happy birthday.
If I know of any person in AA that I'd be willing to back for anything in the world would be June. And you know, that's going a long way and saying a lot of things, because I've been in AA a good while and I've seen a lot of things and a lot of people. But her, as the brother said there, her quality of sobriety is what we appreciate. You know, a lot of us can get sober, but we don't have much quality with it. But we, as we go along and we find people who are beginning on this program, and they begin to love it, and the hope begins to shine in their eyes once more. And if the wife is along, why, you know, a husband, why, he's longing for the same thing to happen. Maybe something will work. Just maybe it will. And then it gets so good that after a while, when you see them a little further down the road, and they all look alike when they get there. Now, this quality of sobriety, that's the thing that the key word for a man that, or a woman that wants sobriety and wants it bad enough. And it's here for them, too. You know, if I didn't know anything else, I know that. Because I know that without AA, I never was sobered up. But as it is, I am sober and been sober a good many years. And I tell you right now, I appreciate the fellowship of AA. I really do. I want to call on a friend of mine to see if he'll come up here and make a little talk. And I'm going to ask Bill to say a few words.
Looked at him all ago, my heart fluttered. I am Bill Bryan, and I am an alcoholic. And June, I just love to say happy birthday. And 13 years, you got some quantity too. Long time. I just want to say happy birthday. And I know it's meant a lot to me coming up here and seeing you up here all the time. Every time I've been, I want to apologize for not coming the last 3 months. It's been about that long, but I had a part-time job, and I was doing some work at night and trying to make ends meet, but I'm going to be able to come back from now on Monday nights, and I look forward to seeing you and everybody else again, and I just like to say happy birthday to you.
We're going to let June have an opportunity to rebuttal in this thing. June, come on.
Here I am. Don't you know, Pat Nick, that she could be in my shoes tonight? Carl left this morning for a flight to Little Rock, and he says, you know, I sure do hate to miss all those nice things they were going to say about you tonight. But I couldn't make it without the program. I've always said all along that if I skip 2 weeks, you better look out. And I still say that I'm not that strong. But I couldn't make it without the program, and I couldn't make it without you, Eleanor. You know, these earth people and Eleanor have a lot of compassion for us, and they seem to know and say the right thing. And I couldn't make it without them either. But this group and all the others, you'd have to love me a little bit, because I love every one of them so much, every one of them. And Captain, this would be 13 times you got to cut a cake that looks like the easiest cake to cut we've had, doesn't it? But thank all of you. And I hope I can make it another year.
Thank you, June, and may God go with you. Clayton, you come up and told you to talk, and then put out the chip.
How sweet it is.
My name's Clayton McKinnon, and I'm an alcoholic. And I'm sober tonight. And you that were not here last Monday night, I want to tell you that I haven't stolen the chickens in over 8 years. And I haven't drank any booze in 7 years, 10 months, 14 days, and 37 minutes. That's the truth. We have a most unique group in Cuthbert, I think. It's strange how people are associated with different groups, and there's always some little gimmick that they are known by. Well, I know a man that we claim him to be a member of our group. But not long ago, a fella referred to him. He says, "You know that fella that lives way down yonder, says, with the pretty little wife." Well, we all knew who he was talking about, you know. And then we have a group around that strangers come into town. They want to know where the president of the AA group is, and they tell him, president of the AA group. And then there's a new one. Now this one's just rich. This fella, he seems to be sort of on the circuit now. And now then, he's referred to as the good-looking boy from the Cuthbert group, going about different groups. He's known as the good-looking boy from the Cuthbert group. Well, now, the rest of us can't help how we look, can we? We just have to put up with it and do the best we can. But it does my heart good. I've said before, the newcomers, the old-timers, the in-between, every one of them. It takes every one of us to keep old Clayton sober. There's just no way, no other way. Now, I tried to stay sober with Al-Anon, June, and I just couldn't do it. I believe the last place on earth I could stay sober with would be just Al-Anon. At least it worked that way. But we refer to her as the sweetheart of an AA group. Now, that's another way of identification. Well, I think she deserves that, because you just think, a girl coming down those steps, you know, your first trip, you feel like you're going into a leper's colony, you know, when you come down in there. And a girl now coming down in there into a den of alcoholic men. It took courage, strength, valor, anything you might call for, it took that for that girl to walk down this place and into a bunch of alcoholics. And but you know what? I believe that night when she walked down those steps that first time, she took the first part of the third step. I think she thoroughly took it. And it's meant so much to me over these many years that it gives me hope, and it strengthens my faith in AA. We're told that we got to have faith so we can have hope. And without hope, we certainly can't have sobriety. And this program, the people that's in it, give us hope. You gave me hope. And I look forward every Monday night to seeing June and all the rest of you in this group. And we have another sweetheart in our group. And this girl, though, has been here for many years. So many have come and gone. And she has maintained that same theory of helping someone else. We know that we're supposed to do that anyway. We're not going to beyond the call of duty to help somebody. We're supposed to do that anyway. But she puts forth a little extra effort, and you can see the results of it in this room tonight. I'm so glad there is an AA group in Cuthbert. I was looking in the World Directory a few nights ago, and just about every country in the world is represented by an AA group. There is a group in every country. But I got shook up this afternoon. There is one country that doesn't have a group, and that's Wounded Knee. Yeah, they declared independence today. Want to be admitted, and want the United Nations to recognize them as a separate country. And I don't believe there's an AA group there. Not with the disposition and the resentment they have, they cannot possibly have an AA group there. It's a funny thing, I read those headlines for a week and I thought they were talking about Joe Namath. I don't read every article in the paper thoroughly. But, you know, maybe there will be a group in Wounded Knee someday. But I tell you one thing, it won't be like the group in Cuthbert with that. I guess the only one that openly states that they have the had for many years the one girl in the group known as the sweetheart of the Cuthbert AA group. And it's indeed an honor to me to give out the chips tonight. First, I just like to dispense with all these others, but you know, they're dispensed with them one time. I might not be here myself. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I tried to call her tonight and I couldn't get the line. It's a shoulder injury that they thought was the cause of it. It is. Well, we know that each one present will really include Lou in our prayers and for a recovery. In the group we have, as all, nearly all groups have, chip system. The white chip for the newcomer, or also, first of all, for a newcomer that think you might have a program, you don't have to pick it up. Go to AA. I picked up 7 in a row, 1 every Monday night for 7 weeks. But you don't have to do that either. And you can pick up this chip, carry it for 3 months, and an everyday reminder that you have a drinking problem. Or if you like to admit that you're an alcoholic, you carry this chip for that length of time. In the meantime, though, if you feel you must drink, we ask you to call a member of AA. You heard Zeke talking about he knew where he could call. You heard many others. I've called before I took that drink, and something about it, this too, will pass away. Just a little conversation. We ask you to do this before you take that first drink. But if you intend to drink, must drink, we ask you to break this chip and go on and drink, and you're going to get sick. Because after you come to AA, drinking is never the same again. It just does something to booze. After 90 days, if you continue to stay sober that long, we give you the red chip danger stick. Stop, think, look, listen. We ask you to carry this for 90 days. It carries the same little conditions as the white one. Call someone before you drink, but if not, drink, get drunk, sick, come back, start all over again. That's for 90 days, for 6 months. Then a little serenity creeps into your life. You begin to see the love and the fellowship between all these good people. And you carry it for 3 months. It's just like the others. Call someone before you take that first drink. That gets you to 9 months, after which we offer you the
ambush of caution. You know those lights? Caution, caution. There's no arrows in this system. It's just light, caution light. You're getting going around seeing people, and well, maybe I can take a drink, but that's what it means, caution. And it makes the biggest noise in your pocket you've ever heard. It'll just rattle, it'll just tingle. There's nothing in there but a penny. That chip will tingle. Call someone before you take that drink. Then it brings you up to 12 months. I thought I never would take the 12 months. It looked to me like that there were 34 months in a year. I just never have seen such long, long months. And it's one of the greatest inspirations to me to be a member of the same group that June is a member of. And I tell you right now, I'm just bubbling over with joy that I had the opportunity to bore a little hole in that ship. That makes 13. Zeke, I beat Zeke to it. I think he's been doing this on him. I bored that little hole in there, and I said, well, you know, there's one thing sure and certain. I know I better not bore the hole in mine until after that birthday. I'd be afraid to try. But it just gives me great pleasure to present this chip to a June that has this little hole in it, and that's the one that she keeps along. Also, June and I like this chip system. We like to get a new one every time. So I think she's entitled to a new one. June. Is anybody for a white chip tonight? I couldn't wait. I had to go and give it to her. Anybody for a white chip? Red? Blue? Amber? Who's next birthday? You? Did you?
Yo. June, in closing this little meeting we have, I want to say this, that we love you from the depth of our heart. And you know, when you're in the quietude of your room or anywhere and you're in your house, or no matter where you're in the kitchen or what you're doing, just remember that there's a host of people around this country that know you. And we all love you. Isn't that wonderful? I think so. Let's all stand. Is any announcements to be made?
The AIR meeting is still left next Sunday, 3:00.
You hear that now? Anything else? If not, let's look to the Lord and say our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen.